Welcome everyone to the blessings of Christ on this 11th day of August. Let us make it a blessed day with grace and joy, with hope and faith. And I just want to tell you how happy I am to be here and how happy you are and how happy, and I hope you are happy as well. Okay. Tony, I see that you're on, so I'm going to open your line.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Good to connect with you and good to be here with everybody. Today, the moon is right at 120 degrees to Uranus. So this morning, today, right now, this afternoon, the energy is really good for discoveries, for insights, for being open to new connections, new possibilities.
Excellent. So maybe bringing up feelings that we have suppressed before, because now there are open doors, open windows.
That's nice. Yes. Yeah. So yes, connections that enable us to perceive the way things are working.
Okay.
Or not working.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
that's very good.
Yeah.
Thank you always for your enlightenment on our larger universe. We love that, Tony.
Oh, you bet. Thank you.
Do you have a blessing to request, or your family
yeah.
and friends? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, this one's for the family. We have our middle child, Chelsea, is getting married in October. And so there's everything's going pretty well, but she's pretty much taking on all of the planning and organizing. We're helping with what we can, but there's a certain amount of stress that's involved in that. And so we want a blessing for Chelsea and her fiance Josh, and for the whole family, that this wedding will come together gracefully and as joyfully as possible. And I think it's including everybody who's involved in the wedding, in the blessing.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know, the energy of two people joining in life is such a very, very special one. And it's a big step. So the largeness of the step sometimes brings about anxieties just related to everything that's involved in putting it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they
Thanks.
Have our blessings today. And I wanted to pass on from Jean last week, who asked for, she was really quite tearful and worried about a procedure that was going to happen this week, what the outcome might be, or even going through the procedure. And I got a very happy email from her. I think it was Thursday or Friday. She said, "I'm so happy. Everything went well and everything turned out well." So
wow.
that's one of the things I love about this work I do, is the miracles that come from it.
Lots of miracles.
Oh yes. I'm going to open up a line to Stormy. Hi, Stormy. We always love hearing from you.
And yes, I'm back from the far side of the universe to travel around the world with you today.
Oh, good. Okay.
Everybody
so
knows I'm out there.
In your heart, so what's in your heart and on your mind?
Just to be of assistance in the angelic realms that I'm so aware of. I really just want to promote that angelic realm today.
Okay. Well, we always do that. We love our angels, and the angels love us. That's, that's why I created, well, I didn't create, they inspired and directed me to create the angel essential oils. Just to remind us that there's a connection there always. And sometimes we don't call on it. We forget. that we need to call on our angels as well as on our Heavenly Father, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We were given free will to be immersed in this life according to either our choices or our allowance. And that word allowance is a very potent word that's probably worth discussing in detail. Because we wonder sometimes why things happen to us or keep happening to us or don't resolve. Perhaps it's because we're allowing it. And you said, but I don't want this to happen. But did you ever say, please, no more? I have other things to do. I have more important things to put my mind on. I have more important things to accomplish than this. And you can do that without being rude, without being hostile or accusative or casting blame on another person. You just pull back your allowance on something. We have been given allowance and free will and choices, and it's really, actually, strangely enough, the God part of us. You know, a tree can't move itself around. A tree can't decide, well, I don't really like the weather in the south coast of Texas. I think I'll move to Oregon. I really don't like my neighbors. I think I'm going to change my, location. The birds can migrate, but they really don't have a choice about what season they migrate in. There is a necessity for their migration that has to do with survival and procreation and the work they do, spreading the seeds and the pollens and every other thing that they do in this earth, which even comes down to the insects and the migratory animals. They have, what shall we say, mobility. And the higher the animal kingdom comes to evolve, the more it does have what we would call selection or selectivity. But it only has selection within that which it's been offered. You know, if a little dog has been abandoned, it can select where it goes to try and find safety and food and support. But that selection is not exactly what we as humans would call free choice. We have been given complete and total free choice and allowance. That is in the paragraph known as created in the image of God and the breath of God being breathed into us. So don't fall into this state of, gee, I don't know what to do. I'm stuck. I can't do anything about this. Yes, you can. First of all, you can pray. Second of all, you can talk to your friends and family. Third of all, you can talk to people who are empowered to know about the things you need. You could let it be known. Your feelings, your needs, and your desires. We have more will than we like to admit. Now, why don't we admit this? That's the big question. Okay. And here's the big answer. First of all, it implies responsibility. Responsibility for how we got there. Responsibility for how we could get out. Responsibility for making a new choice. It implies our need to become informed. In other words, to gain knowledge about our situation, our circumstance, to share knowledge, to ask for knowledge. And third of all, to exercise a little bit of control over what's happening. A little bit of preparation, a little bit of amendment, and as part of that amendment, to either give or ask for forgiveness. Often we're caught in a trap because we don't want to forgive or ask forgiveness. We'd rather just feel victimized. It's more convenient than doing what it takes to move forward. Someone asked Yeshua once about how to go to the altar and pray. And Yeshua said, before you go to the altar and pray, first, go and ask your brother for forgiveness. Oh, ouch. That was a big one. Well, he did. He came back to the altar and his prayers were answered. So the thing is, the point is, I'm not trying to put a heavy on you. I'm trying to lighten your load by telling you that you can do something about it. And everyone here on this call is doing something about it. And I want to praise you for that. I want to compliment you for that. You've come here because your faith is strong. And that's a big one too. Yeshua never, ever, ever, as so far as we know, written by the apostles, performed a miracle that he didn't close it by saying to the other, to the receiver, it was your faith that healed you. In other words, he created a space for them in which they could activate or reactivate their wholeness. That's what we do in the blessing. We create a space for you. And then you, in your prayer and in your faith, you bring forth what's possible. What's possible to happen. And I would like to ask for some participation from the community. We always can count on Stormy and Tony, who have standing contributions in their mind, ready to give. But, you know, it really helps everybody to hear what's going on with other people, what you need, or what you're grateful for, what you would like to receive, because you're asking, believe it or not, you're also asking for those who are just a little bit too shy to show up, because we're all one body here. And so those who ask actually are asking for everyone. I'm going to take a caller now. Joni, I see you're here. So you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Yes, I wanted to ask for a blessing for my very beloved border collie, Callie. She's, as you know, she's got severe anemia at the moment, and something seems to be attacking her red blood cells, so they're not regenerating. Everything else about her, all her other values are not just normal, they're exceptionally so for her age. She's 14. And just kind of in line with some of what you were saying, I mean, I've been focusing on the part of her that is super healthy and vibrant and just trying to see the all of her body and feeling it as in optimum functioning, you know, strong, healthy, vibrant. And, you know, we're proceeding with the medical thing. They've ruled out a lot of stuff. They did rule out the blood parasite. They are focusing on the bone marrow, and they finally said it's probably possibly some kind of autoimmune disorder, and they're getting her some special meds for that. So we're proceeding with the medical, but I do know that the blessings and the energy and the, you know, affirmation is important. She's always present for every blessing call. Every webinar, and when, you know, when it comes to the Christ blessing, she gets really quiet, and then she just lies down afterwards like she's actually receiving all this. So I know she's real sensitive and to all that. And
well, good.
So, if she
so I hope she's there right her, now.
She is. She is. Her little ears are pricking. Like, oh, you know, is that something?
Oh, they're talking about me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we like that. So that's, yeah. So thank you to.
You're welcome. And she is definitely on our prayer list. You know how much I love our pets and our dogs and our cats.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they give so much. And everybody who meets her, you know, they always leave smiling and laughing. She's just, you know, a very giving, loving dog. That's sort of a lot of what she does.
They are.
She's very sensitive to other animals and, you know, is always kind of concerned about them as well, you know. So, yeah, as a border collie, it usually is, you know. So thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And God bless you both.
Thank
Hi,
you.
We have someone from Erica 413. Is that you, Sarah?
Yes, aloha, Glenda.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, and just sending my love to you and to this beautiful community. And I wanted to ask for a special blessing today, actually just for myself. I just got back from a trip visiting my family, and it was just hard. There's just some hard stuff that some stuff we're working through as a family. And I just am feeling just really kind of low and blue and low, and just want to ask for some special Christ blessing for my heart to open and feel joy and faith and all my really good feelings.
Okay. I know. These are hard times for so many people.
Yeah.
That sometimes we can pick up what's around us. And then we dramatize it as if it's our own. And that's actually not altogether a bad thing. It's kind of hard on us for that to happen, but it's not altogether a bad thing because we're processing it for other people.
Yeah.
And maybe people who cannot process it themselves, maybe life is just a little too hard for them right now. So when that happens to me, actually it kind of happened to me earlier today, and I thought, okay, God bless whoever I'm processing this for.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a good thing to say, a good thing to remember saying. God bless whoever shares this with me,
mm-hmm.
or I share it with, because we're not alone. We're not alone in what we feel and what we experience. And even when we're the one suffering, just keep in mind, other people are feeling it with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Sarah, you're on our list.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
So
all right, honey. Bye-bye. And we still have a few minutes. Is there anyone else who wants to get on the call? You know, I can always fill in. I always have good things to say, but I don't want to cut anyone out who needs to talk. All right, we have a caller from 828, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is David. And what you just said.
Hi, David.
Hi. What you said really hits close to home. The empathic side of me feels a lot of what's going on with the people around me, and I used to confuse what's mine and what's theirs, and it's taken well over 50 years in this lifetime to figure out that a lot of what I've felt in my life wasn't even mine, or it was just a small piece of mine. And so as I'm doing more healing and distance healing with people that I work with, mostly family and friends, I've been noticing that time and space don't mean anything. I mean, I can feel something from somebody halfway across the country, and I realize, oh, they're going through something. And I'll think that I'm going, you know, But I also have my own lessons and baggage and things that I've had to work through, and it's been a real challenge. But it's to notice that we are all processing for each other is useful and very.
It actually is useful. I mean, it's a pain in the neck, but it's useful. It's part of the work we came here to do. And it's part of our it's part of the price we pay for learning compassion.
And I keep asking that this heal, you know, when I ask for healing for myself, that it's like, that no matter that I'm touching so many lives, so for me to ask for healing for myself, I'm really asking for healing for everybody that I'm connected with. And if you do the math, it turns out to be everybody. You can't ask for a blessing for yourself without asking for a blessing for practically the entire universe. And that's what seems to what I keep noticing day after day. So I did call to see if we could add my uncle passed away last weekend. I didn't find out till last Sunday night, and I had kind of made peace with him, but I know the family is just really, you know, having a hard time. But his name was Brooke and her name is Millie, and they've known in their 80s and known each other since kindergarten. So I know that was a big shift in their lives. And anyway, I just want to add them to the list. It seems like I could go on and on with all the people, but them primarily.
Okay. Well, blessings to your family. And, you know, we all have our time to arrive and our time to depart. And each one is a different form of birth. Just think about those who wept when we left heaven to come here. Just think about those who worried about us. Oh, my gosh. Will he be okay? He's going down to that realm of challenge and suffering. Think about all the saints that pray for you because they worry about you. And then you come back home, and you're like the prodigal son. They throw a banquet for you. Oh, my gosh, he's back, and he's okay. Oh, wow, we worried so much about you. And then there are those on earth who are grieving and saying, oh, but we miss you so much. You know, the thing is, we do live on many levels. And I think what we forget when we're here on this level is that we live on these many levels simultaneously. The reason we tend to forget it here is because we're almost always facing either some kind of problem or some kind of positive challenge, like, I want that scholarship. I want that new car. I want to get that new apartment. Or there's a problem. One way or the other, we get ourselves really, really focused in to what comes next. So we get into a linear world. That's what's unique about the Earth time space dimension, is it's linear. About the other dimensions, they're not so linear. They're very holistic. And when we're there, we can be in so many places all at once. Someone asked me, it was a little kid asking a very honest and obvious little kid question. She said, how can Jesus be with everybody all at the same time? And I said, well, you know, when he was here walking on the earth, I'm not sure he could be with everybody all at the same time. That's why he called big congregations of people. And he gave the Sermon on the Mount to many, many, many people. And then he chose a circle of apostles that he taught in depth. He spent lots of time with them so that when he left, he could send them out to the world. Then after he resurrected, he had a different kind of body that the apostles could see for a while, see and feel and touch as if he was really still in the linear world. But he could also travel. I mean, it's mentioned in the scriptures that he would appear out of nowhere. You could have two men walking on the road to Emmaus, and all of a sudden he was there. And then all of a sudden he was somewhere else. Then all of a sudden he was somewhere else. And there's a very interesting book written called He Walked the Americas. And according to this student, and actually a sort of a spiritual anthropologist, he has recovered legends and scriptures from all over the world, and diagrams and artifacts that indicate he visited every race of man after the resurrection. So he went all over the earth showing his presence. And then he went to an even higher level where he doesn't show a physical presence unless he chooses. But he does come down to this, what you might call this middle range, that this range where he can show up if he wants to whomever he wants to show up to. And I'm not the only one. There are thousands and thousands of people in the last 2,000 years who've written accounts of him appearing to them. So there's this middle realm in which he can appear as physical, but he's not really locked into time and space. But for the most part, he goes to this higher realm. And why? Okay, very simple answer. Because on this higher realm, there's no lock-in to time and space. And he can literally be with all of us at the same time. He can hear anyone's prayer at the same time. He can deliver miracles all at the same time. There is no limitation of time and space at that higher realm. Now, we may project, although not with certainty, not with absolute certainty, but that there are, that the Father may exist at an even higher level, where creation is going on literally every level, in all the same time and place, and all levels of miracles can happen. We already have confirmation from our most advanced scientist that this stratification actually exists, and you don't have to be a spiritualist to acknowledge it. It has been studied. The first one to discover the area outside time and space was Albert Einstein with his theory of relativity. And then it was carried further by quantum physics. And it was carried even further by the unified fields theory. And it was carried even further by string theory. And even further and further and further. I'm not sure where it is today. It's really hard for me to keep up with it, but it just keeps on progressing, revealing that we are in an all-time, all-space potential universe. Now, you and I don't walk in that space. We walk here. We chose to be here, and we chose to be here to do the work of being here. And I think a very important part of our work is to take care of this planet. So I congratulate and celebrate those who are very conscious of our environment. Because like I said earlier in our call, the trees can't get up and walk around. They can't move somewhere else. They can't change the weather. They literally are locked in to what happens and what we do wrong. And we're doing a lot of things wrong to our planet. We need to be more conscious of it. And this time and space will be more beneficial to us when we are. I remember the day, because I was born into it, when people were very, still very, very close and connected to the earth. I remember being a little girl, 4 years old, waiting every spring for the man to come with his team of mules to plow our garden. And we would plant potatoes and tomatoes and onions and everything that we would have, literally for the whole year. And my mother would do canning. And we had fruit trees, and we had pecan trees. We lived off of the land. We had a cow from which we got milk. We had chickens from which we got eggs. We had a pond, and we had a river close by from which my father fished. And the water was clean. And people didn't need swimming pools then because our lakes and our rivers were clean. So I remember the days when the earth and we were in close harmony. And it had a very different effect upon our human attitude and upon how we treated one another. Just remember, we came here by choice. And when we've chosen something, try not to complain about it. Try to work with it, but also know that you are a child of God, and you are a bringer of miracles. You can anchor miracles in for everyone around you and everything around you. That's what we do in the blessing work. So I would love to call you all together now. Let's do a blessing. For those of you receiving, just be seated. Your arms and legs uncrossed, and your heart open. Bring forth the sweetest thought you can bring forth, a sweet thought about being in harmony with the earth, because she's part of the miracle also. That's why I ask you, if possible, to have your feet there and on the floor or the ground so that you can pull in energy from our sweet Mother Earth and all of those with whom we share this environment. If you can, unless your faith requires it, have your head covered. But if you do need to have it covered with cotton or silk or wool, something natural that is in harmony with the earth and the heavens. And we ask now, with our faith, strong and in power, our beloved Yeshua, thank you for teaching us that our faith is the miracle, that we can be enmeshed and mired in the problems of this earth, the seeming limitations and hardships of this earth, and yet still be a child of God who is here by choice and by faith, that we can call forth the Spirit of God into the earth and bring forth miracles for everyone. That those miracles may bless not one but all. That the earth may be transformed and humanity may be lifted up. We ask that you be with the sick and the lonely and those who feel they've been abandoned, for those who are having hard feelings right now and are feeling ill-natured with life. Help them to know that this is not their true nature, that it's only a moment in time where they're enmeshed in a problem that will go away. We surrender ourselves into your arms now, and we settle into the vulnerability of our lives and the strength of our heart to receive your blessing. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and rest and finish receiving it. Have a wonderful rest of your day and a wonderful week. Bye-bye for now.